you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
This week we talked about the platypus because when I was at my mom and dad's house for Thanksgiving, there was this Jeopardy rerun on. There was the final Jeopardy question that was about the platypus, and I emailed myself an email message from my parents' couch that just said platypus in the subject line so I would remember when I got back to work that I wanted to do a podcast about that. And then I was like, you know, I don't know if that's going to be enough for a whole episode by itself. And I sent myself a second email that just said also coelacanth in the subject line. But it did turn out to be enough for a whole episode by itself. So we did not talk about coelacanth.
No, but maybe later.
Maybe that share at some point there will probably be some coelacanth discussion.
One never knows. I had promised to mention my first exposure to a platypus, which evidences the tiny skeptic I was even at the age of six, which is that it came up for the first time in first grade. And I said to my first grade teacher, Mrs. Hill, "You are trying to trick us." Like, I thought this was one of those like gotcha moments of education where they were like,
sure,
gonna send us down a path and go, haha, none of you thought to ask, is this real? Because sometimes teachers do stuff like that.
It's like when they give you the worksheet that the last thing at the bottom of the worksheet says, turn this paper over and write your name on the back.
Right.
Because the instruction was to read the whole thing first.
Right. I thought it was a big fat trick. And I was doing the squinty eyes of suspicion. And when I went home that night, I looked it up in the encyclopedia. And then I saw it, but, you know, I understand how people buy into conspiracy theories because part of me was like, again, six. Maybe she somehow planted this evidence. Like, I was ready to I loved that teacher. I had no reason to be so very loaded with doubt about it, but I was. It took a little while.
Yeah.
I don't remember what finally convinced me.
Yeah. I I don't remember my reaction to seeing a picture of a platypus for the first time, but when I was a kid, I was really, really into dinosaurs. And there are so many dinosaurs that have, like, weird head crests and duck bills and strange frills around their bodies that I might have just rolled with it. Like, I probably thought it was some kind of dinosaur.
That's valid.
Maybe so.
Yeah. I love a platypus because they now are to me a symbol of the absurdity of all things.
Sure. Yeah.
Just, you know, let's stick some pieces together and see what happens. Cool.
Yeah. And they've become kind of a national symbol for Australia. We didn't really talk about that in the episode. I have no idea what their temperament is like. I was really just looking at their physiology, but, like, I kind of want to cuddle one. I know they have claws on their feet. They probably, if they didn't appreciate being cuddled, they'd let you know that. But I don't know. I just kind of, maybe it's because it's just I want to pick up all animals.
They're very
and
cute.
Cuddle them.
They're very cute. I understand the urge. In my head, I want them to be much bigger. Like, I want them to be, the size of a small to medium dog. I want, like, a really big platypus to walk around with. I remember being disappointed when I discovered they were fairly petite.
Yeah, they're pretty small animals. So anyway, this was definitely a fun episode in the same way that the Piltdown Man episode had been. Although that one was also infuriating because somebody had made up this hoax with the Piltdown Man and it had wasted a whole bunch of scientific time. And this was more, it was a long process before the European scientific community agreed on what was up with the platypus. So while there was a lot of writing that was kind of weird and on the wrong track, it was moving toward an understanding rather than going down the wrong track for an extended period of time. So it did not have the angering layer of a lot of the reading for the Piltdown Man had. And I forgot that I had talked in that episode about how much I had enjoyed doing the research on it until I just re-listened to it while making sure that we didn't make any gigantic mistakes in it before making it a Saturday classic. I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice
privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We talked about Cyrano de Bergerac this week.
We did. I didn't pronounce it that way at all, though.
I didn't in the episode because it's Cyrano. It's like I said at the beginning of that one, I get real spitty if I say it that way all the time.
Yeah.
As you had said, you did not even realize for quite a while it was a real person.
Well, and I really do think that I read something that he wrote in college, but my brain just didn't retain the information.
What? You don't memorize every single piece of information you come in contact with?
What? 20 years ago. And so, like, because like we talked about in the episode, there are so many fictionalized depictions of him. I really just, in my head, he had settled into a fictional character from probably novels that were then made into movies. This is sort of how my brain constructed who Cyrano de Bergerac was. And most of them involved a character having a very big nose and being in love with somebody named Roxanne. And that's my brain.
Right.
How my brain just sort of boiled that down.
No one can blame you. I think probably most people feel that way. I mean, the thing is, right, like the Cyrano story, this idea of loving someone... And of which I mean the play, not his real life.
Sure,
this idea of loving someone, thinking they will reject you because of how you look. And, you know, this secondary love interest who is beautiful, using your words to woo someone. It's so common in our world. Obviously, there have been, you know, many, many instances of it. But like, to me, where I notice it's so common is that like it is a plot line that shows up in sitcoms. It was a Bob's Burgers episode. I mean, which Linda calls a Cyrano de Bergerac, which is one of the most brilliant turns of phrase on the planet in my world. Right. Like it's that idea of like being enamored of someone and being afraid they will reject you is so common to everybody. I think that's why like that play has endured for so long. And it's like our modern mythology, right? That's why you could easily go, no, that's not a real person. That's a story that.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about other other real people who seem like fictional characters and people even remember. As like one of the first episodes that I ever wrote for the show many, many years ago was on Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah.
Real person. But a lot of people are like, that's a real person. The other thing that surprised me somehow, in addition to having either never really remembered or forgotten that he was a real person, was that this was in the 17th century. Somehow that never, that, I was like, oh, really? But I probably, because the play was from the 19th century.
Yeah, and is very Victorian in its themes and its, you know, the way it's written. It's very much the Victorian ideal of a man who is both full of bravado and very sensitive. So that's like one of the, you know, key figures of that sort of character that is, again, why people kind of gravitate to him and identify with the Cyrano of that story. I suspect the real Cyrano may have been a little more difficult to identify with in real life.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed very fascinating and kind of like a lot. But
yeah.
But also, you know, and pretty neat. There's a whole side party that we didn't get into because it's really not germane to the Cyrano story, but there was like a whole side drama with that head of the college that he satirized, Granger. And like we mentioned that there had been scandals around him, but one of the scandals around him was so fascinating to me because it was that he had apparently for quite some time had an affair with a woman who like worked in the school in some sort of like menial role, like as a cleaning woman or something. And everyone knew it and it was not an issue. But then he married her, which also was not an issue. But where people got mad and it became a scandal was that he tried to introduce her to society as his wife in a way that would be like equal to him in social standing. And people lost their minds.
No.
Which is evidence has so many problems, but I was just like fascinated by that. That whole drama could be its own new version of Cyrano de Bergerac that we romanticize and write a play about. There are a million. The other thing I wanted to mention that I did not bring up here. You will sometimes see Cyrano as also having the first name of Hercule. Maybe. Maybe I didn't bother to include it because we would have buzzed right past it because it's not one that stuck in his constant mode of reinvention. I did read a thing it's not a thing you can really fact check, but I read one assertion that like his close friends would have called him by his name Savigny, which he was born with. But that he would have always introduced himself not with that name, but with Cyrano de Bergerac, which is just a fascinating little tidbit.
Yeah.
If you time travel and meet him, you could call him that and he'll think you're a friend.
Should we briefly mention that there's a new movie just so folks know that we know?
Yes.
A new movie. Yeah.
There is a new movie. There might be more information about it coming.
We'll see.
On this very program. Keep your ears peeled. That's all I'll say there. Yes, Cyrano. The Cyrano story. Do you have a favorite version of the Cyrano story in film or television other than Bob's Burgers, which I love maybe the most?
I think the one that I probably have the most familiarity with is the movie Roxanne.
Of course.
I don't remember what year that came out, but that's a movie that I saw in theaters. Let's look.
I was going to say, my brain wants to say 93, but I don't know that I trust that.
1987.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a period in my life. I would be 12. So at an age to be having crushes on people and very self-conscious about my appearance. That's probably why.
There was also, just a few years after that, in 1990, was the Gérard Depardieu version of Cyrano. Which I remember being I was working in college in the summers in a costume shop. And I remember all of the women that I was working with getting the vapors discussing Gérard Depardieu in that role.
And yeah.
I have such a strong memory of that discussion and how delightful and funny it was that it will stick with me forever. But really, until you've seen Tina Belcher do it, you haven't seen Cyrano de Bergerac's story. Which is not true. Although that is a very good one. yeah, that's the good thing, right? If you are into the story, there's plenty to watch. Keep you busy.
Yeah.
Catalog them all. We hope that you have enjoyed this week with us and that as you head into your weekend, that it is filled with some rest and relaxation, or at least very smooth sailing if you don't have downtime to yourself. In any case, we will be right back here tomorrow with a classic, and then we'll see you again on Monday with brand new stuff.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.